Chapter 22. Strands? That's what they call these guys? I guess boring bills doesn't sound as cool. Allison glanced at her friends. They all shrugged to indicate that they didn't know the group. She hadn't heard of the name, or any organization that remotely resembled the men they were dealing with. So she hadn't done much to narrow the range of possibilities, even to a planet of origin.
Okay, Weaver, she replied. What's your deal?
The Weaver pointed at Omni.
You've brought it here. That's useful. It shows that on some level you understand that you don't have to be our enemies. Now you will hand it over. If you do so, there need be no immediate enmity between us despite the fact that you have killed Strands.
Your Strands died because they attacked Hannah.
She shook her head. Not good enough. See, you need to understand, this isn't me surrendering to you. I'm not here to beg for your forgiveness. This is me giving you one last chance to convince me why you're not my enemies and why I shouldn't annihilate you down to the last strand. She pointed at Hannah. You almost killed her. The only reason she didn't die was because she had a healing potion on her. If she had died, this would be a very different conversation.
Hannah Sugimoto resisted the strands, the Weaver replied.
He continued to speak in the same flat voice they had heard from the others during their previous encounters.
She was given her opportunity to surrender the creature, and she violently refused. Her injuries are the natural result of her actions.
The way I heard it, you showed up with lies and threats, including suggesting you would take an innocent hostage to force her to do what you wanted.
Allison glared at the man, if that was what he was.
And don't try to feed me a line about how you're all government agents. I don't know who or what you are, but you're definitely not government agents.
He nodded.
We are not agents of the American government. That is accurate.
Russian? Chinese?
It was worth a shot.
We are not agents of the Russian or Chinese governments.
Allison narrowed her eyes.
Are you Orisarin?
The man tilted his head.
Your questions are irrelevant to the dispensation of the creature Omni. Hand him over.
The questions are relevant to me, and I'm the woman commanding a group of powerful magicals who are here and ready to eliminate your strands.
She pointed her sword at him.
I didn't fight you, but Hannah did. I know your kind can die.
Fear of death doesn't frighten us, the Weaver replied. Such feeble attempts to manipulate us indicate that you have a weak understanding of the tapestry.
Of course I do. That's why I'm asking these questions.
Her adversary stared at Omni.
Your reluctance to comply with our request is puzzling given the available information you have on the situation. The creature Omni is very dangerous. You must know that now since it showed its true form and what it is capable of. It is a killer, a remorseless animal that thirsts for blood. The forms it takes are a deception, nothing more.
Yeah, I bet you know a thing or two about deception.
Hannah scoffed.
Yeah, he's so thirsty for blood that he's never hurt anyone the entire time I owned him until you assholes nearly killed me.
That totally sounds like a rabid monster.
Allison nodded. Let's set that aside. Say he's exactly what you claim, a deadly animal. Are you saying the tapestry is some kind of magical animal control agency? I've never heard of you before.
The Weaver shook his head.
That's not accurate overall, but it is accurate enough in this particular scenario. Whatever you believe you understand about that creature is but a small fraction of what you don't know. Your ignorance means you cannot generate plans based on accurate estimates of probabilities.
I don't know him? She snorted. I could say the same thing about you. Here's the thing, Weaver. I work closely with the PDA in Seattle. And if there was some truly out-of-control magical creature, they would be the people at the top of the list to handle it, not you and your bland suit brigade who run around lying about who you are.
Our estimates suggested you might have this reaction. The probability of you being reasonable was non-zero. Sometimes our estimates are off.
Drycey snickered.
He has a right mouth, doesn't he?
Mason nodded with a frown. Allison narrowed her eyes. Give me a reason to even consider handing Omni over to you. A real reason based on real information, not the crap you keep telling me about how deadly and out of control he is. You claim we don't know enough about him, so explain what we're supposed to know. The man's face twitched, the closest thing she had seen to emotion on it yet.
The creature was being transported when an accident occurred. It escaped. In the process of its escape, people died. More will die if you don't hand him over.
What people? Your people? That's not enough information. She pointed to the loading bay door. Because I know the AET, local bounty hunters, PDA, and FBI weren't talking about some crazed magical monster killing people around the time Hannah found him. That kind of thing would have been all over the news.
Hannah Sugimoto's previous encounter was against a smaller force of Strands.
The Weaver pointed behind him.
We are aware of your personal power, but our estimates suggest that we have sufficient forces to defeat you if necessary.
Allison laughed.
Wow. Right back to the threats. And I assume that in your weird little head, it's actually supposed to be intimidating. Mostly, it simply pisses me off.
It is merely a statement of the estimated probabilities. Are you so sure you can engage us in battle and not suffer losses? Are you willing to do it for a dangerous creature you have no reason to protect?
Hannah gripped the hilt of her sword. Drysy's hand drifted toward the inside of her jacket. Mason took a few steps to the side. Allison raised her shadow blade in front of her face.
That's what you don't seem to understand.
You insist that Omni's dangerous, and your only proof is that he kicked your asses when you attacked Hannah. I've been on the fence about the whole thing, but now I'm not convinced he's dangerous. I'm convinced that you guys need him for something I'm likely to be pissed about, something I should probably stop right now.
The Weaver shook his head.
Your motivations do not change our probability estimates.
What about my people?
She channeled energy to her legs.
Your men lost to only Hannah and Omni, and now she has three friends with her.
Oh.
The Weaver nodded.
I understand. Your personal probability estimates have been made without knowledge of our full capabilities. Additional measures have been authorized.
He reached into his jacket and withdrew a thin black rod. She pointed her blades.
What's that? I am not lying when I state this will not harm you.
He raised the rod. Her stomach clenched as waves of magic passed over her. The walls began to glow. Omni howled in pain and fell onto his side. Hannah's eyes widened and her tails went rigid. She stared at the writhing animal.
What are you doing to him?
Neutralizing his capability for the moment,
the Weaver replied.
The pain is temporary. We detected your drone earlier, so we summoned all our remaining forces to overwhelm you if necessary.
Omni whimpered and fell unconscious.
What is the tapestry?
Allison demanded.
You're with the Alliance, aren't you? You're testing magic on Earth now? Is that what this is?
Who the hell are the Alliance? Hannah asked. She yanked her blade out of her sheath and glared at the man. Every single strand in the room retrieved a spiked crystal from his jacket, except their leader. This time, however, the crystals were different colors, black, white, red, and blue, among others.
Are you speaking of the Nine Systems Alliance?
He asked and shook his head.
We are aware of this organization, but we don't understand what it is. It has eluded our investigation except for the name and a connection to an incident in L.A. But that doesn't matter for now. It is clear you will refuse to cooperate, and you already know too much information. Your continued existence presents a threat to our estimates if you're unwilling to cooperate. We appreciate that you're powerful, but you will not be able to win against so many strands consuming true cores.
Is that what they're called?
Allison muttered. She'd never heard the term applied to artifacts before, consumable or otherwise. The army of strands swallowed their crystals. Their veins darkened and their eyes turned solid black. Muted ripples of magic filled the room.
You didn't transform, Weaver. She pointed one of her blades at him. If a fight starts, you'll die first.
That's an accurate estimate, but it is irrelevant to whether or not you'll survive.
He pointed at her.
Kill the Dark Princess first to maximize the probability of victory.
Every strand in the room turned to face her. And now, we end the diplomatic portion of our program and go straight to the ass-kicking portion.